USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sharply rebuked President Joe Biden on Wednesday for a speech the day before. The president urged the Senate to change its filibuster rules. McConnell called the remarks, quote, profoundly unpresidential. He went on to say that Biden's speech could be classified as a rant that was beneath his office. Meanwhile, on Newsmax on Wednesday, Georgia Representative Drew Ferguson called Biden's remarks condescending.
What small races people have been getting have been eaten up by inflation. The Democrat policies are failing America right now. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the big liberal Democrats are failing America.
Ferguson also discussed the continuing COVID-19 pandemic and called for more focus to be put on therapeutics, which he said are getting better every single month. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In a follow-up story, a medevac helicopter crash destroys the plane, but all the passengers are alive.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Authorities said the passengers, the pilot, a crew member, a nurse, and an infant patient were able to pull themselves out of the completely destroyed helicopter. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The late Senator Harry Reid is being remembered at the U.S. Capitol. Reid died last month at the age of 82. President Joe Biden paid silent tribute as Reid lay in state at the Capitol Rotunda. Reid served five terms in the Senate and rose to be majority leader. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ratings for the NFL are up this year.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ronnie Spector, the rock and roll singer who belted out 1960s hits like Be My Baby, Baby I Love You, and Walking in the Rain, has died. The lead singer of the Ronettes was 78. The Ronettes' powerful voices turned them into one of the premier acts of the girl group era, touring England with the Rolling Stones and befriending the Beatles. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. Ethan Crumbly's next court hearing is scheduled for January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.